Ecclesiastes chapter 3. Ecclesiastes, now you got Psalms and Proverbs, and just keep going. You got Psalms and then Ecclesiastes. And glad to see you. Good crowd today. Good to see each one of you. Great to have visitors with us today. Yes. I didn't know that. Oh, if you see Austin Shell, tell him happy birthday. I will when I see him. 19, huh? I tell you. Yeah, I know he's your grandson, but I'd say this if you weren't here. He's one of the greatest Christian boys I know. I know you're his grandma and grandpa, but if you weren't here, I'd still say it. I'd still say it. You don't get to that kid's a great kid. And I thank God for him, for the whole family for that matter. Ecclesiastes chapter 3. Let's stand for the reading. I'm going to read 17 verses. I'm going to talk to you about the seasons of life. The seasons of life. Good to see you. Good crowd today. I'm in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1. Glad the kid's having fun with the little superhero or whatever. Is that what they call it, superhero? That's cool. Notice what it says in verse 1 of Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1. To everything there's a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. A time to be born, time to die, time to plant, a time to pluck up that which is planted, time to kill, a time to heal, a time to break down, and a time to build up, a time to weep. You know what? We have a lot of seasons in our life, don't we? I'm going to share that with you today. And a time to laugh, a time to mourn, a time to dance, a time to cast away stones, a time to gather stones together, a time to embrace, and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to get, and a time to lose, a time to keep, and a time to cast away, a time to rend, and a time to sow, a time to keep silence, and a time to speak, a time to love, and a time to hate, and a time to war, a time to peace. What profit hath he that worketh in that which wherein he laboreth? I have seen the travail which God hath given to the sons of men to be exercised in it. He hath made everything beautiful in his time. That's a good verse. He has made things beautiful in his time. He also set the world in his heart so that no man can find out what the work that God maketh from the beginning to the end. Yeah, no one knows the depth and greatness of God. I know that there is no good in them, but for a man to rejoice and to do good in life, do good in his life. And also that every man should eat and drink and enjoy the good of all his labor, that it's a gift of God. I know that whatsoever God doeth, it shall be forever. You know why it's forever? Because God's a forever God. Nothing can be put to it, nor any taken from it. And God doeth it, that men should fear him before him. That which had been is now, and that which is to be had already been. And God requireth that which is past. And moreover, I saw under the sun the place of judgment, that wickedness was there, and the place of righteousness, that iniquity was there. In verse 17, and I said in mine heart, God shall judge the righteous and the wicked, for there's a time there for every purpose and for every work. Heavenly Father, help me to be a blessing today. People need to hear from heaven. Help me to speak for you, Father. Put your hand on me. Holy Spirit, fill me. Help me to be a mouthpiece for the things of God. Lord, these folks are all going through different things in their life. And Lord, I just pray with all my heart you would come down and meet with each one of them today. We ask these things in Christ's name. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. You know, there's different seasons of life. Just like there's different seasons of the year of our lives, we'll have different seasons. You know, we've got winter, spring, fall, and things like that. There's different seasons. Well, we have different seasons in our life that we each will experience and go through. Just think for a moment the seasons of life that we go through. Infancy. We're just having some babies born. Infancy. Childhood or adolescence. The teen years, boy, those are tough. Whew. Man,
Young adults.
Those are exciting. That's when you can play, still play football and everything. Middle age. That's when you know after you play. I seen Freddie Belcher and the Dave come back from the basketball game Monday. David was worn out, man. He says, man, I don't know if I can keep up with this stuff. When you get to that middle age, Freddie, you can't run with them kids. Even though we feel like we're a kid. Middle age, old age. There you go. And then the senior golden years. Different times. Today I want to go with you and I want you to think about life and all the many seasons of life. Life is filled with many joys. How many would say that? But on the counter, it's also filled with many sorrows. Right? Think with me. There's many ups in life. There's many downs in life. There's many laughs in life. Many tears in life. Sometimes I think there's many tears as there are laughs. There's wonderful days of sunshine. Then there's days of storm clouds and rain and darkness. Those aren't good days. When you're going through those cloudy, stormy, cloud, dark days, those are hard, aren't they? How many know about those days? Yeah. During those seasons of life, there's days that we have unwavering days of confidence. And we believe that we can do no wrong and that nothing can stop us. I like those super days, those Superman days. Dun, 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 dun. Nothing can stop me. Faster than a mighty bullet and stuff like that. Amen? Superman, I think that's where it goes. And we have days like that where we're on top of the mountain. How many been on top of the mountain? You know anything bad about that? John, we're not. Most of the time, we're not on top of the mountain. It's great being on there, but most of the time, Bobby, we're spending more time down than we do up. Because that's, by the way, that's what life is. Can I tell you that? That's what life is. But then when we are not on the mountaintops with confidence, we're in the dark valley of depression, of doubt, of despair. We doubt. People doubt things. Hello, how many are still there? Does God love me? Does God care? Does God see what I'm going through? Does he even know? Does he even think about me when we're having all these troubles? Hello? When we feel like there's no hope for tomorrow. I like that song John just sang. There is hope for tomorrow. Did you ever notice this? Our lives are constantly changing with the seasons. I'm talking about the seasons of life. One day we can be like, zippity-doo-da, zippity-day, my, oh, what a wonderful day. We can do that, and the next day, oh, no one loves me. Isn't that amazing how we can flip the card or change in a moment of just a twinkle of an eye? How many are with me? How many have ever experienced what I'm talking about? I'm doing this because I've got one thing behind it. I don't ever want you to forget when you're in those seasons that God is always with you. And that's my main point today. I'm going to have fun with you. But I just want you to know that God, no matter what season you're in right now, whether it's a happy time or a sad time, if it's a trying time or a time of relaxation, I want you to know that God's with you no matter what you're in, no matter where you're going through. No matter what state you are in and what season you're in right now, I want you to know that God knows where you are. And he cares. Can anyone say amen? Our lives are constantly changing from joy to sadness, from tears to laughter. Boy, if you watch the Cleveland Indians or the Browns, you can go from tears to laughter real quick. From hope to despair, from confidence to fear. We can be so, and the next thing, I don't know, I'm kind of afraid, but now I don't know if I can do it. Our lives are continually changing every moment, every day, every week, every month. It's a constant change. Especially you guys that are married. One day your wife will be happy. The next day, she might be sad. You say, what's wrong with her? She has to live with you. Here's a young couple, don't even married a few months. It's not a year yet, about half a year, right? 6 months? Yeah. And, yeah. I guarantee you. By the way, marriage is tremendous. But there are, look up here, there's experiences in marriage. Hello? And you gotta help each other in that marriage. I know our lives are continually changing every moment, every day, every week, every month, every year. Get this now. It's changed because our lives are always in constant change. We need it. And because it's always in a constant change, and here's the whole part of my message. Because our lives are always in constant change, we need to be constantly reminded where our eternal home is and what our eternal state is. Because there's some days you ain't going to think you're going to heaven. There's some days you don't want to sing the joy of the Lord. You're too sick or you're too depressed. But no matter what state you're in, God's state is stable, unchanging. See, your eternal home is settled forever once you trust Christ as your Savior. Your eternal state will be forever sealed once you trust Christ as your Savior. Our situations on this life are changing all the time. Every day there's something comes up. How many are with me yet? But aren't you glad that we have stability in Christ? Listen, get this. We cannot let daily circumstances of our seasons of life take away from the eternal promises of God. I think when we're going through some of these hardships and struggles and dark days of our life, we forget the great promises of God. No matter what we're going through in the seasons of life, it does not affect the promises of God. Whether you're happy or you're sad, whether you're sick or healthy, the promises of God are the same. No matter what you are, no matter where you are, what state you are, the promices of God are secure. How many of you understand what I'm trying to tell you? The seasons of life continually change, but God's promises never change. They are always constant. Aren't you glad? They never change, God's promises. The circumstances I face today does not affect my future with God. My future with God is affected how I trusted Christ as my Savior. Not with all the circumstances. Some of you might get a flat tire today. Well, I hope no one gets one, Lord. Why did I say that? Who's got a flat tire today? Okay. It wasn't my fault. But drive slowly. You might get a flat tire while you're driving. But if it is, call AAA. They'll come out and change it and they'll fix it for you. Don't panic. Find a Dunkin' Donut somewhere. Get a coffee and just sit there and wait. Listen, you come to me, I got an answer for every problem you got. And Dunkin' Donuts, a lot of them. Just kidding. No, I'm so tickled I lost where I'm at. Listen, get this. My earthly circumstances have no effect on my heavenly status. In this life, the seasons of life are unsure and unknown. I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. I don't even know what's going to happen today. Really? And by the way, you don't either. But Billy, I know everything about God. I know that God's love is continuous. For no matter where I'm at today or tomorrow, I know God, and that can be changed. But God's towards me never changed. It's unchangeable. Who can say amen? Listen, my heavenly outlook beyond this life is fully secure. Sometimes life is, I watch the news because I try to keep, but sometimes watching the news can get you depressed. You know? And still haven't found that plane that went down. They're looking all over the ocean there for it in different places, you know? But you know what? God knows right where that plane is. He knows where those people are. They ain't get lost to him. Pray that they do find him. In my heart, I think they're on land somewhere. I really do. But no, I don't know. But My heavenly outlook beyond this life is fully secure. But a lot of times, what I'm trying to say is, Ruthie, we get so overcome with problems and heartaches that we forget what we have in the future. Our problems overwhelm us, and they take away the joy that God wants us to have. Carl used to quote that he gave us a name for our senior. John 10:10 says that Christ came that we might have life and life more abundantly. That's why we call that senior program we have, the Abundant Life Club. Brother Carl, I like that verse that he quoted, John 10:10. And so, Mike, no matter what our circumstance we're going through, whether we're excited or we're not down, we're down or discouraged, God wants us to have an abundant life. Now look up here. If you lose the joy of your salvation, not your salvation, you can't lose that once you get it. But what happens when we lose that joy that God gave us? Life is really hard. What helps me get through life, stiff neck and all, is that no matter what I go through, I know that that Christ is with me and that He loves me. And that I've got, when I take my last breath, in a moment I'm going to be with Him. Hallelujah. And I'm going to get a brand new body. Hallelujah. Man, I was speaking the other day about that new body, and boy, I can't wait to the rapture. Man, I'm ready to rupture. I need the rapture. Cool. I need it soon, man. This little fat boy needs. Jack, I need a new body, so I can ride a Harley in heaven. Amen. By the way, the blessing of the biker is first Sunday of a month of May. I don't know the date right now in front of me. Fourth. May 4th, we are a blessing of the biker. Big day for us. I want to tell you, look up here. We're all just human. Brother Mac, he was with me. He's always a blessing. Carl's such an encourager. He really is. And so is his brother Wes, but don't tell Wes. Those McDaniel boys are special, man. They don't make them like that no more. But we were sharing some things, and man, I'm glad God loves us. And I, you know, in the midst of all our problems and health issues, and a lot of us are getting older and we can't do the, I can't, you know what? When I was a young kid, I could run. I could. You saw me when I came here at 41, and I could still outrun most people. They'd see me hit that baseball and they'd say, "That old preacher can run that fast? Yeah, I just can't run fast long. But now, I can't even trot. But praise God, I can walk. You know, about a year ago, I couldn't even walk. About a year ago, they brought me in here, a little over a year ago, they brought me in here in a wheelchair, and I preached out of a wheelchair because I couldn't even stand up. I remember after they had that surgery on my heart and stuff, my hands still, I can't do nothing with my hands no more. They're crippled. But I got them. Amen. I can still grab them little candies. Now, don't do this. Don't you do it. Don't do it. If you love your preacher, don't you do this. Don't bring me those little chicken, yellow chickens. I love those little yellow chickens. Marty, I went and bought one the other day. I ate three of them. Not three packs, just three. The chick, you know. I could eat three packs. The next morning I got, Tim, I ate them on that night. The next morning, I got up and took my sugar, 295 and going up. And I said, no more chick. So please don't bring me any chickens. I do love them because I'll eat them. And I still got two left to eat. I'm spacing them out, though, so I don't space out. Amen. Chicken, bringing in for the kids. No, they're not wrapped. They're not wrapped. You can't bring those in. Yeah, just bring them to me. I'll take them. But what I'm saying is this. Come here with me. There's seasons of life. Brother Bob and I, we have similar personalities and all kinds of similar. We could have been twin brothers. I swear that, because he thinks like me, acts like me. We both get in trouble. We both got diabetes. We both eat stuff we're not supposed to do. I'm talking about Bobby Edwards. Bobby Shell can eat anything he wants, man. He can sit down and eat 12 eggs and not have 12 pancakes, no bottom at all. And he's thin as a post. That's how he does it. I wish I could do that. But what I'm trying to say is this. Don't let earthly circumstances, because we're going to have them, affect your heavenly status. And you should always, in the back of your mind, you should say, I know I'm a child of God. I'm glad I'm a child of God. Can anyone say amen? Titus, keep that heavenly outlook. Even when, don't lose your heavenly outlook, because it's fully secure with Christ. Titus 1:2 says, in hope of eternal life. How many want eternal life? Titus 1:2 says, in hope of eternal life, which God, who cannot lie, promised before the world began. Hey, Billy, he knew we were coming. He knew we needed a Savior. He said, I'm going to send this, and I promise you eternal life if you put your faith in that Savior. How many put their faith in Christ? He promises you eternal life. Everyone that puts their trust in Christ has God's word and promise of eternal life. See, that can, by the way, you say, that's, I've heard that. Yeah, but when in the day of distress, in the day of trouble, in the day of depression, in the day of despair, how many are still with me? It's good to know things. It's like an anchor that holds you when the sea's raging. The Word of God will be an anchor for you in those tough days. Can anyone say amen? God Almighty has given us His holy Word and His eternal Word for our eternity. Preacher, why is this so important that I know this? In those days of disappointment and despair, we need to know that God's Word is true and that we can cling. If you're going through a hard time right now, and by the way, everybody goes through hard times. Everybody. Cling to the promises of God. You'll get through it. One day we're in the shadow of darkness, and next day we're in the bright light. One day we're in the shadows, next day we're on the mountaintops. Just cling. When you're in the valley, cling to the promises of God. Am I making sense to anybody today? Listen, Abraham and Sarah trusted and held on. By the way, they didn't see a lot of things God promised, but they trusted in God's promises. I'm going to read Hebrews 11:13 says, these all died in faith, not hearing, received the promises, having seen them afar off. Watch. I'm in Hebrews 11:13. And were persuaded. They were persuaded of the promises of God and embraced them. That's what got them through the hard times. When you get through the hard times, and we're all going to have hard times. We're all going to have heartaches. We're all going to have setbacks. We're all going to have sorrows. We're all going to have some times where we just feel like that the world's ending around us. The Bible says when they did that, it says that they embraced them. They embraced the promises of God. How many are still with me? And they not only did they embrace them, but they were fully persuaded. Man, I don't care what you tell me. I know I'm going to heaven. Well, you... Preacher, you're too loud. You're just a big booger, you snot, eh? No, I don't care if I'm a booger or not. I'm going to heaven. Because I've been saved. Look up here. Everybody goes through hard times. Titus says, in hope of eternal life, which God, who cannot lie, promised before the world began. I'm going to read you another scripture from Titus. I'm going to read this to you. I'm going to go to Titus chapter 2. And... by the way, tonight I'll be preaching out of the Gospel of John. Titus chapter 2. Got some scripture. Well, it's in there. It's a New Testament. There, Thessalonians. I'm getting Timothy. I'm almost there. There it is. Hallelujah. Titus 2, 13 and 14. Looking for the blessed hope. You know what can get me out of the doldrums, Billy? Looking for the blessed hope. looking for the blessed hope and the glorious appearing of a great God and our Savior, but notice seven letters, Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. When in the midst of all the storm, in the midst of all your heartache, in the midst of all your trouble, look up. Look for the blessing and hope of the glorious appearance. One day he's coming. I don't know when he's coming, but I know for sure he's coming. I know he's coming and there's not going to be no, he's just gonna, the trump of God's going to sound. Dale, you might be going to that surgery Friday. I don't know what day when God's going to come back, but he could come back any day. You could be going, they could be running you into that back surgery Friday and the trump of God sound. And the, man, you'd be gone. Now that's a back surgery. By the way, when you get to heaven, Jesus is going to do the back surgery for you, and you have a perfect back. And by the way, it'll never go out of back ever again. How many are still with me? Notice, it says, looking for that blessed hope and that glorious, and it's going to be a glorious appearing. Are you looking for it? Well, right now I'm not too happy, preacher. I got some problems. Yeah, I know. And by the way, can I look up? Everybody, look up here. As long as we breathe, we're going to have problems. Kenny's going to have surgery on his hip, I think he told me. Yeah, replacement. I mean, it never ends. But the truth never ends that Christ saved us and we've got heaven to look forward to. Just keep going through like Abraham and Sarah, pilgrims of this earth. Keep going on the sojourn and don't lose your hope in Christ. Am I making sense to anybody today? Colossians 3. I'm going to read that to you. Colossians 3. And Galatians, Ephesians, Colossians. Colossians chapter 3, verse 1. If ye then be risen with Christ. By the way, look up here. Colossians 3, 1. If you're saved. If you're saved, hey, Rich, Emma, I know you and I, you, us three, Yuns, and you all, me too, we're here at 745 North Freedom. I know that. I'm not losing my head. But did you know, Rich, God sees you and I as just as though we've risen already. We haven't received the victory yet, but we have. Because God's Word says He already sees us risen. Hello? How many are still with me? We've got the victory, folks. Look at if he then be risen with Christ, where did Christ go? He went back to heaven. We're going to be with Christ. Seek those things which were above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affections on things above, not on things on the earth. For you are dead and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, and he's gonna, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Stiff neck and all. Man, the trump of God's gonna, one day, we're gonna be, no one's watching for it. The Bible says we don't watch for it. When I'm eating a steak, I'm not thinking about the rapture. When I'm watching baseball or football, I'm not thinking about the rapture. Hello? How many are with me yet? Merce Mert, when I've got a banana split from Dairy Queen, I'm not thinking about the rapture. I'm thinking about my sugar going, whoa, whoa, whoa. And is it worth the flip? And I say, yes, it is. And all I can think is, yabba dabba doo. Say amen. Stay with me. What I'm saying is, our life all isn't always yabba dabba do. A lot of times it's, Lord, what do I do? Lord, what do I do? Lord, what do I do? Oh, God, I don't know. Lord, I'm so discouraged. Lord, I don't, my life in shambles. Lord, it seems so dark around me right now. Most of the time, our life is like that. How many are still with me? Listen, no matter what life puts in front of you, know that you're heaven bound. And Jesus said in John 14, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go, I will come again. I'll receive you to myself. That where I am, there you may be also." Hallelujah. He counted me in. And so, young people, you have problems. Us old people have problems. You have problems of making too many bills and trying to pay them. The old people, we paid our bills, but we got arthritis. How many are still with me? Boy, thank God for Ben Gay, huh? How many are still with preacher? Say amen if you are. Listen to this, I'm closing now. Yesterday, I was with Fran Cooley. Brother Mac and I went and saw Fran Cooley. Fran is in her latter years of life. I'm thinking Fran's around 90 years old. I don't know exactly, but I know she's in the latter years of her life. She might be more than 90. And when me and Carl got there, she's in, what's the name of the place we went, Ron? Woodlands, yeah, next to Robinson Hospital. I think it's room 109, but I'm not sure. She's on the first floor. We spent time, and she was just moaning and moaning. She's in so much pain. She got some broken ribs, I think. And you get old, your bones get real brittle. That's why senior citizen, you think I overreact. If senior citizens, like if we fall down, slip on the cement, the blacktop, we'll break. You might just get a skin on your, in 15 minutes, you're running again. Not us. We might be tied up for 2 months. That's just the way life is. The older you get, the more brittle your bones getting, and things are harder for us to take recover. But she was moaning. She was in, oh, Betty, she was in so much pain. She says, "Pastor, I'm so much pain. I'm so much pain." And all the time we were there, she never quit moaning. She was literally, physically hurting inside. And there's nothing I can do to take her pain from her. There's nothing I can do. But I have one thing I knew I could do, and I did it. I started talking to her about Jesus. I started talking to her about heaven. I started talking to her about the promises of God. And I said, "You know what? Franny, I know it's hard, and it is hard. But when you get..." I said, "Franny, the only escape that you have right now is knowing that Christ is with you, and that one day you're going to be in heaven, and you're going to have a brand new body, and we're going to live forever with Him. I can't wait to see Him. I can't wait to hold His hand. Amen?" I said, "Franny, grasp hold of the truth of God. Grasp on to the promises of God." I said, "Franny, hold on. Hold on to the promises of God and don't let them loose. Don't let them out of your mind because they're the only hope you got right now." That's the truth. What would we be if we didn't have that hope? Notice, I also, I tried to renew her. Her future in her home in heaven with God and her new body. Praise God, we're getting a new body and a new home. How many are glad we're getting a new body, a new home? 1 Corinthians 15, verse 51. I'm not going to read it. 1 Corinthians 15, 51 through 58. I'm going to read it. I'll take time. Look at 1 Corinthians 15. I'm almost done. Well, I'm closer. Someone needs to hear this today. 1 Corinthians 15, 50, 51. "Behold, I show you a mystery. We should all sleep, but we shall all be changed." Hallelujah. I can't wait for that change, Annie. Whew. I'm ready. Man, Billy, I need that upper taker. Amen. "In a moment of a twinkling eye, the last trump, Brother Chuck, trump's gone, and we're going up. I'm not looking for the undertaker. I'm waiting for the upper taker." Amen. "In a moment of a twinkling eye, last trump, the trump shall sound, the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed." Hallelujah. Man, no more athlete's feet. No more B.O. No more earwax. Got lots of it. Need wax? I can get, I'll lube you up. No, I should have said, not everyone's going to look at my ears. Where's that earwax? Where is it? Here's some. How many are still with me? For this corruptible, this old body, Brother Marty, this old body that has aches and pains, this old body, Laura, that, Lori, that just many times don't want us to go, just wants us to lay in bed and not do nothing. For this corruptible was put on incorruption, a body that never gets sick, a body that never dies. How many like that? And this mortal shall put on immortality. Immortality means you never die. So when this corruptible shall put on incorruption, this mortal shall be put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that's written, death is swallowed up in victory. Can I say something to you? This is going to happen. We read this all. I don't know why that preacher's reading it. We've heard it 1,000 times. Yeah, and it, we're reading it here 1,000 times, another 1,000 while I'm here, because it's really going to happen. It's deliverance in those days of depression, in those days of darkness, in those days of when you're despaired. This kind of scripture can lift you up out of that and give you victory when you're in defeat. Oh, death, where is thy sting? 55. Oh, grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and strength of sin is law. Look at that, Tommy, 57. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, because we got that truth, Annie, senior citizens, listen, because we got that truth, look at this. It tells us not to give up. Therefore, my beloved, because you know all this is going to happen, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know your labor is not in vain in the Lord, keep on, A-team and A-seniors, keep doing those packages and stuff. Keep doing it. Keep doing what you can for God, because it's not in vain. Keep going for Christ, because one day you're going to see Him face to face. Don't give up. Don't quit. Don't turn back. Even though you don't think you're on the winning side right now, you are. You've already won. We've already got the victory. We're just waiting to take the victory lap. Brother Roger Whitaker is going to have gallbladder surgery tomorrow. But one day, Brother Roger's got a future that there'll be no more surgeries. Brother Roger's going to have a brand new body. Made by GM. No, just kidding. General Moore. <Morey. laughs> No. Yeah, it is GM. God's marvelous ways. Romans 8:18 says, for I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed. You can take your worst time in life. God says here in Romans 8:18, for I reckon that by the way, Paul was from the south. Did you get it? For I reckon. Go to West Virginia. And for I reckon that the sufferings of time are not worthy to be compared with the glow. We're going to glow. We're going to shine bright. The lights and the glory. One day, even though you take the worst time you had, you might be going through the worst time in your life right now. I'm going to tell you right now, that very worst time that you have in your life does not compare with the glory that's going to happen for you if you're a child of God. You could give me any illustration, any example of hard times. And God says, you take the most worst time you can imagine, it's still not, it can't even compare to the glory. That's how wonderful heaven's going to be. Amen? And in closing, I want to say this. I'm going to close with Revelation chapter 21. Revelation chapter 21, verse 1 through 5. Revelation, the last book in the Bible. 66 books in the Bible. Revelation's last book. Revelation chapter 21, verse 1 through 5. Well, I get excited. I get excited about this. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth. Hallelujah. But it's not always going to be this way. For the first heaven, first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. I'm in Revelation 21, 2. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride ordained for her husband. And I heard as a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. Hallelujah. And God himself, God himself shall be with them and be their God. Can anyone say amen? Look at verse 4. And God, in this future coming, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. Once we get there, there'll be a day we'll never cry again. Wow. And there shall be no more death. Hallelujah. Neither sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain. Hallelujah. For the former things are passed away. That's what we're looking forward to. And verse 5, I love this verse. And he said, he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. I can't wait. I can't wait when he does that. And he said unto me, this is so powerful, Annie. Write, for these words are true and faithful. Hey, what I just told you about never having no more death, no more sorrow, no more heartache, no more tears. I'm going to tell you right now, write them down, John. Write them down, because these words, they're true and they're faithful. God stamped it, sealed by God. How many of you are going to be in that kind of a place? As you go through seasons of life, the ups and downs, the good and bad, the joys and sadness, always remember, you have a blessed hope that's secure, that's sure, that's eternal in the heavens. No matter what season of life you're going through right now, and everybody goes through different things. By the way, there's people here right now that are real happy. Everything's going good for them. But there's some people here, no doubt, because we all have different things in our life. There's some people who are facing trials. There's some people, Brother Robinson, he's got to face a big surgery for Friday. But I'm going to tell you, God's going to be with him all the time. I noted this, no matter what season of life you're going through, never lose sight of the blessed hope that Jesus has promised us. I just need to tell you this today. I know there's a lot of people that are facing maybe some things in their life. You might be discouraged. You might even be troubled right now. It's going to pass. Just cling. In the midst, those problems are going to still be there. But just cling. Cling to that blessed hope that God gives. He'll take you. He'll take you from one side to the other through the storm. You know, he's the one that can calm the storm. He's the one that tells the wind to stop. Boy, it was blowing the other day, man. Whew. I'm glad my roof stayed on. But if he would have got caught up in it, the Lord would have been there no matter what. Some of you might be in a valley today. Some of you might be going through something. Maybe there's some real problems that you're facing, and you need prayer. Some of you are maybe just coming out of that valley, and you're just starting to see daylight. Others might be on a mountaintop right now. I don't know. But I want you to know, no matter where you are in the seasons of life, Christ is with you. Whether you're in the darkest valley and think that nothing's going to be able to help you, he's with you. Whether you're on the mountaintop, he's with you. Whether you're just starting to go into the valley. So you're not in the valley yet, but you're getting pretty close to going in the valley. You're leaving light and going in darkness. Can I tell you? You that are getting ready to go into the valley, he's with you. He loves you. He cares. Look to him. Look to him for your strength. Look to him for your encouragement. Get the confidence in God that no matter what season of life you're in now, that you have the confidence of God to go through each season, because we all go through different seasons of life. But there's a constant in all those seasons. Christ is always with us. He says, I'll never leave thee nor forsake thee. That's a great promise. Don't lose those promises of God. That blessed hope. Don't ever lose that blessed hope. If you lose the blessed hope, you can't lose your salvation. You can lose that hope. And then you're most miserable. Because men without hope, the Bible says, they're most miserable. Heavenly Father, I pray with all my heart that you bless my people. Lord, I pray you encourage each one today. Jesus, come down. Lord, there's a lot of folks going through some dark valleys right now. Oh God, come down. Would you hug them from heaven, Lord? Lord, put your arms around them right now. Oh, Holy Spirit, put your arms. Lord, you know all those that are hurting so bad right now. Put your arms around them. Hug them from heaven. May they feel the warmth and love of God. May they be encouraged in the things of God. Lord, as they go through those dark valleys, give them light that would help them to look up and to go rise above the problems that they're having right now. Let them know that you will take care of that problem, that nothing's greater than you. I wonder, with our heads bowed and our eyes closed, how many say, preacher, right now, I really am going through some dark times. Preacher, I'm in the valley. Pray for me. You'd say that. Yes, 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 yes. God bless you. Yes. Pastor, I need prayer. I'm going through a valley right now, and I really need that sunshine of God. I need that ray of hope. I need that light of encouragement. Maybe you're here today. How many could say, preacher, I know I'm saved. I'm 100% positive I'm saved. And if I died, I'd go to heaven. Could you raise that hand? I know for sure I'm saved. Thank you. You may put them down. Is there any today that would say, preacher, I'm really not sure. I'm not sure if I died, I'd go to heaven. And I don't want to die. Pastor, pray for me. I don't want to die and go to hell. I want to be saved. Anyone like that, just raise your hand. Let me pray for you. Preacher, I'm not sure if I'm saved, but I want to be saved. Anyone like that, just raise your hand. Let me pray for you. I won't come to you, won't embarrass you, but I will pray. Preacher, I'm not sure if I died, I'd go to heaven. And I don't want to go to hell. I don't want to miss out on the glory of heaven. Pray for me. Anyone like that today? Father, we did, well, I believe you put in my heart to preach. And Holy Spirit, I pray now that you help people. May you be in their hearts, and may you encourage them. As they walk through darkness, may they walk through the valley of the shadow of death and darkness, may you give them light and hope and encouragement. I pray these things in Christ's name. Amen. Let's stand. What page?